You're listening to Investify, preaching financial independence and assisting investors to achieve a more flexible and free lifestyle through smart financial planning and real estate investing. If leaving the corporate world and jumping into this thriving industry is what you desire, tune in and listen to stories of like-minded individuals who made the leap to financial independence.
Welcome to Invest to Friday. This is your host, Chad Rocky. Have a quick little story today it was a cool story. It didn't end up, well, if you listen to the end, it didn't end up working out, I guess, as of right now, but it's a cool little story. So this was over Christmas time, a week or two before Christmas, and it was this guy saying something to the lines of, "This is Lucas. I saw you're a real estate agent in Denver, and we're casting for A&E show. And he's just reached out to me tonight or tomorrow." And of course, I thought it was spam. A little bit of a weird, I just didn't really understand how he got my phone number and what he was talking about. So I called him the next day and I sent it to a couple other people and showed him, like, "Do you think this is spam?" And sent it to, or I called him the next day and we chatted, and it wasn't spam. It ended up being real. And he found my name and number just randomly on the internet, that I had recently sold a house that may have been a good fit for this particular project. But I talked to him for a while. Basically, what this A&E show was doing was that they were trying to find a particular buyer who then obviously represented by an agent. And the profile that they were looking for was to have someone that moved from out of state to Colorado. And they previously had sold a house and they were buying their next house, ideally with cash. He did say that if it wasn't fully with cash, it could be a little bit of a fabricated story. Maybe not, I guess, not necessarily a white lie, but just not telling the full truth there. He said that's part of TV, apparently. But so they were looking for that profile of someone that, yeah, sold out of state, moved to Colorado, bought a house. Ideally, that house was purchased with cash. And the premise of it was downsizing or eliminating your mortgage payments, move. I'm sure a lot of you have seen like these A&E type shows. And so he wanted to know if I had any clients that fit that profile. I could think of around one or two, or maybe three, that were in that profile. One couple I had previously closed on. They did rent here for a little while, so didn't specifically fit the bill, and they also didn't sell. But I introduced Lucas, casting producer, to them, and that one didn't pan out. But there was another client that I actually closed with in 2022, and this lady, she sold the house in Florida and moved to Colorado. She wanted to be closer to her family here, and she didn't pay with all cash, but they overlooked that. And so connected those two, and they had a lot of interviews. Producers were reaching out to a lot of different folks and agents and interviewing potential buyers, people that bought. And then the premise of the show would be that I would go around and show them houses, and then they would land on the house that they did eventually buy as the house that they would show them buying. And they would stage it a little bit. They would take down any kind of photos that showed like personal information or make it look like they had just moved into it. And so I was kept in touch with the casting producer, Lucas, checking in to see how my client was doing in the interview process. And they kept on moving along to the next stage and the next stage. And ideally, they're looking for someone with a personality and a good story. And this, my client had fit that profile. So they kept on getting to the next round. And then over, it was probably the end of January, that I was told that they went down to the final round, and it was basically 10 people moved on to that next round, and they're going to choose five of them, I guess, to be on the show. And I know they were doing this show across the country as well. There was like 10 different cities or something like that. So my client had moved on to the next round, which was pretty exciting. And actually too, my client, her son, bought a house with me as well. And they had interviewed the son, came into the picture on the interview process as well. So it would have been really cool if they would have passed on. But unfortunately, I heard like last week or about a week and a half ago, towards the middle of February, that the show actually canceled the production. All this is over my head. I don't really know exactly all what goes into producing a show. But they did all this work, interviewed all these people, and then all of a sudden they said that they're not doing the show anymore. I'm not sure why. But he did say, Lucas did say that they really enjoyed my clients. And if something else does come up in the future, he said there's a pretty good possibility that they might be either bringing this show back or doing another show. And Denver's on their radar, that we could be still in the running for something down the road. But just a pretty cool opportunity that I was just picturing myself showing these people different houses and doing the whole, I don't know, A&E show type, just casting there and producing being a participant on the show. So ended up not working out this particular time, but it's still on the table for at some point in the future. But that was my cool little story today. I can give a quick market update of what I'm seeing in the market that might be helpful. Just shifting a little bit here. So the same story. This is now the end of February here, and rates have ticked up just a little bit. So houses that are priced well, look good, staged, they're going at a weekend or two, usually is what I'm seeing. There's still a pretty low supply of homes, which is obviously if there's a low supply and a high demand, that there's brings competition and prices go up. A little bit of the same that if the houses are overpriced, they don't look good, they don't have professional photos, they're not staged well, then they're sitting for 2, 3, 4, 5 weeks. And that particular time, if that's the case, then you can come in lower, you can get seller concessions and get into a house with a little bit better quote unquote deal. So that's a little bit of the market update. Nothing too crazy as of right now. I could see, obviously, coming into March here, we get into April and May and spring and go into summer. If rates do tick down a little bit, it could be back to a very competitive situation. If they stay around this like 7% range, things could be somewhat similar to last year, where still opportunity to get things at asking, maybe one or two offers, not 5, 6, or 7. So if you're thinking about getting in, there is still opportunity here with rates to tick higher. Yes, but you can always refinance when and if rates come down. I have been hearing that it may not be March they come down. It may not even be June, potentially. But at some point here, the writing is on the wall that rates should start to come down. We just don't know exactly when. But that is my market up for today. You can always find me on Instagram at Rocky the Realtor and reach out to us if you have any questions. Have a great day.
That's it for this episode of Investify. We hope that these nuggets of real estate wisdom lead to more savvy financial planning and a clearer path towards financial freedom. For more content like this, subscribe to the show at investify.com. Don't forget to leave a rating and share it with your friends. Together, we can transform more real estate newbies into successful and clever investors. Thank you so much for listening. See you on the next one.